Good morning. Be turning in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4. We'll get there in just a little bit. It's great to see everybody. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret. This one has been tough for me to come up with. I think I was talking to Steve before the service. I have felt more overwhelmed lately than I have in a while. It's just this kind of undercurrent of anxiety, this undercurrent of how much is going on in our lives. I mean, I think about all the needs we have as a church. I mean, and I think the Spirit just put on me that I bet I'm not the only one feeling that way. And with everything going on, my tendency is to look at it through worldly eyes. Yeah. I see problems. I see things that, boy, how am I going to fix this? I see there's no way to overcome this financial situation. There's no way to overcome this health situation. And it can just weigh on us. And there's a lot going on in this room right now, a lot. And the challenge, frankly, is to come into this room this morning and to leave all that out there. Yeah. Don't bring it in with you. It's hard. But just focus right now on the time we get to spend with God. This is a precious few minutes that we get to unload all of that. Literally, none of that matters right now. None of it. None of our health struggles, none of our financial struggles, none of our parenting struggles, none of it matters right now. All we need to do is take a few minutes and focus on God and His mercy, His faithfulness, on Jesus and all He's done for us. And how do we do that? How do we go from worldly eyes that are overwhelmed to godly eyes that see the Lord? And the answer is love. If we can focus on God's love, all that melts away. Problems become smaller. Things aren't as overwhelming. Our health issues are temporary. If we can focus on the love of God and the love of Christ. And when we focus on worldly things, we see differences in each other. We see that you are different from me. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like the way you look. I don't like the color of your skin. I don't like the candidate that you're rooting for. You know, I don't like that you can drive a nicer car than I can. I don't like that your job pays you more than mine. When we see with worldly eyes, we see differences. When we see with godly and spiritual eyes, we see commonality. We're all the same. Nobody is better than anybody else. Nobody has more or less than anybody else. We all have the same spirit if we can just look with those godly eyes. In 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 7, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God, because God is love. Well, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you allow us to come to you. Thank you so much that you pour your love on us. You spread your love over all of us. You love us more than we could ever possibly love you. and you loved us first. Help us to remember that when we're overwhelmed. Help us to remember that when we're anxious, that we can come before you because you loved us first. Help us to remember Jesus and the atoning sacrifice for our sins, Father, so that we can put everything aside and see with godly eyes. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.